Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here. Welcome back to The Stoic Life, where we're all about building that calm confidence, even when life throws us curveballs. You know how it is, right? Feeling like you're constantly drowning in a sea of emails, deadlines, notifications, and just general chaos. Ever feel like your emotions are on high alert, buzzing like a swarm of bees around your head? Today, we're diving into something super important. Managing emotional overload and burnout. Because let's be real, nobody thrives when they're constantly stressed and overwhelmed. It's like trying to run a marathon with a flat tire, you just can't get anywhere. We need tools and strategies to navigate this crazy world without losing our minds and our chill. Alright, so what are some of the key things we can do to manage this emotional overload? First up, awareness is everything. It's like having your own personal radar system for stress and anxiety. Learn to recognize those early warning signs. Maybe it's a racing heart, shallow breathing, or that constant feeling of being on edge. The moment you catch those signals, you can start taking action before things spiral out of control. Second, prioritize self-care. This isn't about bubble baths and face masks, although those are nice. It's about actively nourishing your mind, body, and soul. Think regular exercise, getting enough sleep, eating nutritious food, spending time in nature, and engaging in activities that genuinely bring you joy. Think of it like this. You wouldn't run your car on fumes, would you? Your body and mind need fuel too. Third, set boundaries, my friends. Learn to say no to things that drain your energy and overcommit you. It's okay to protect your time and space. Remember, you are not responsible for everyone else's happiness or well-being. Focus on what truly matters to you and prioritize those things. Fourth, practice mindfulness. This is all about bringing your attention to the present moment without judgment. Take a few minutes each day to simply breathe deeply, notice your surroundings, and appreciate the small things. Mindfulness can be a powerful tool for calming the mind and reducing anxiety. Finally, don't underestimate the power of connection. Talking to friends, family, or therapists about what you're going through can make a world of difference. Remember, you don't have to go through this alone. Sharing your feelings and experiences can be incredibly liberating and help you gain new perspectives. Okay, so let's bring this into the real world with a relatable example. Imagine you're at work and suddenly your boss throws a massive project your way, right when you're already juggling deadlines and responsibilities. You start feeling that familiar knot in your stomach, your mind races, and you feel overwhelmed. This is a classic case of emotional overload. But remember those strategies we talked about. First, acknowledge the feeling. Don't ignore it or try to push it down. Just say to yourself, hey, I'm feeling stressed right now. Then take a deep breath, focus on your surroundings, and remind yourself that you've handled tough situations before. Use that awareness to make a plan, break down the project into smaller tasks, delegate if possible, and set realistic deadlines. Communicate with your boss about your workload and see if there's any flexibility. Remember, boundaries are key. By implementing these strategies, you can not only manage that overwhelming feeling but also gain control of the situation. You'll be surprised at how much calmer and more confident you feel when you have a plan and know how to handle those emotional curveballs. Alright, recap time. Today we talked about recognizing the signs of emotional overload, prioritizing self-care, setting boundaries, practicing mindfulness, and connecting with others. These strategies aren't just for dealing with burnout, they are essential for living a happier, more balanced life. Now, I want to hear from you. What are your go-to strategies for managing emotional overload? Share your thoughts in the comments below or tag me on social media at The Stoic Life. And remember, you've got this. Keep building that calm confidence and crush it every day. Until next time, stay stoic, stay strong, and keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.